Welcome back to Magnetic North, where the Big Lake is releasing her captive droplets of water and spectral tendrils of mist on these below zero days. Their eerie beauty is a reminder of the past, one in which only the First Nations people were witness to the spectacle on the horizon. For according to the Minnesota Sea Grant data on the Big Lake, the average drop of water entered Lake Superior 191 years ago. And that's just the average droplet. Most of the vast water we admire today is made up of rains and snows and rivulets that flowed long before the first immigrants from Norway, Sweden, and Finland came here. The enchantment of the mist dancers on the lake is one of many things that more than make up for the rigors of deep winter for this modern-day resident. Like what? Well, my front storm door was snatched in the teeth of the big wind that came roaring in after New Year's, leaving me with a leaky sieve of a wooden door covered with a quilt for over a month. Frost formed on the inside of that door as we went into double-digit minus temps, a reminder that money was pouring out as cold poured in. Other than that, polar vortex, aka mommy dearest side of Mother Nature, sucked the life out of my car battery 3 times in 4 days. The last deadening rendered my shift useless, and being nosed into the garage, my friend Jay Messenbring from Superior Auto had to tow my car out to jumpstart it. But first we had to consult the owner's manual to see how to disable the shift lock when there is no power. Unfortunately, the manual was frozen to the floor of the back seat, having been tossed there next to a glass jar of water which burst in the cold. It took a good 4 minutes on high in the microwave to thaw out the manual. Jay said he'd had many odd experiences in his line of work, but this one was a first. I told him it's stuff like this and folks like him that make living here year-round so rich. Plus, it gives me stuff to write about besides goats and chickens. Many folks have asked me how said critters fared in the week of the polar vortex. Fine, thanks to me, I usually answer. But on that one truly terrible day, when the winds whipped up swirling snow tornadoes across the meadow and the temps plunged into the minus 40 below, not counting wind chill, I couldn't have been so sure. The 5 goats did not come out for their hay that day, even as I bleated in my best goat speak, Bunny, Bosco, Biscuit, Poppy, Betsy. Not a sign or sound of them. And so I went to bed and woke up worried. The wind had covered up their hay ration from the day before, so I hauled a full bale out and over the fence just after the first light, all the while calling to them as I walked back to the house. I dared not look around until outside and out of my coat and mittens. But there they were, all 5. Yes, cheated death again, I called to them through a crack in the door and was rewarded with a full-throated goat chorus. Each one does have a distinctive voice, by the way, as if to say, you got that right, Mama. With all these challenges in winter, it's small wonder we have so many so-called snowbirds here. Folks who stay as long as the living's easy, then take off for second homes, campers, or freebie squats down south or out west. But that's not for me, if for no other reason than a love for my dogs, cats, goats, chickens, ducks, rabbits, and, Lord help me, geese. My daughter Gretchen says there's an even bigger reason why I have no wish to leave, even in the face of the worst winter throws at me. She says, this is where your heart is, where you and Paul lived. It's who you are, Mom. How lucky I am to have such a child. As for the snowbirds, I wish them well wherever they choose to perch. And for the rest of us, often referred to in popular culture as the 98%, thanks for sticking around, for staying here, even when your doors blow off and your batteries die and your water pipes freeze for a time. And yes, even when you, like me, go to bed and wake up worried about what the weather's doing to someone or something you love, you are not crazy. You are community. And I, for one, am in your debt. Thoughts like these drift through my mind as I park down at the now inaccessible turnout to Paradise Beach, watching those writhing phantoms of mist forming a ghostly dance line on the horizon. Finally, after possibly centuries of gestation within their mother superior, the time-traveling, shape-shifting droplets float upwards, re-entering a far different world than the one they left. And as they do, I look east and west on Highway 61 to see not one other driver stopped to watch and to wonder. And I'm both grateful to be an audience of one and sad that so many are missing what to me at that moment is the greatest show on earth. For WTIP, this is Vicki Biggs Anderson with Magnetic North.